Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. Your host, Austin Cree. My friend's question of the day, who do you despise the most in the media and why? Oh boy, is that a pregnant question. You know, I look at the world today, I look on social media especially, because print media is kind of dying out. The MSM, mainstream media, is kind of dying out a little bit. Podcasts are popping up, websites are popping off. And more people are finding their news on what used to be, when I was younger, like when I was in high school and middle school, more alternative outlets. I remember back when I was, you know, middle school, elementary school, they had a MySpace. They, you know, Twitter was still around, not as big as it is now. It's called X now. You know what's interesting to me, my friends? You know one of the people that I despise the most in the media? That's not one person, per se. Person-wise, I gotta say, probably Wolf Blitzer. I don't like him. Don't get me wrong, it's not because of his ethnic background. I'm Jewish, too, by, you know, my heritage. But what's interesting to me is the fact that people get away with such lies in the media today. Everywhere I turn, I see either distortions of the truth, there's like a half-truth sprinkled in there, and then I turn around and there it is, a complete fabrication and a lie. You know the group that I think I would despise the most is the Free Palestine crowd. You know why I despise them? I'll tell you why I despise them. It's not because they don't have valid points to their argument. Do I think that the Palestinian state should ideally have our own? Of course. Do I think that Israel deserves to exist? Duh. Of course they do. Israel's been around for thousands of years. People think, oh, it came there in the 50s because of the British. No, they were... You ever read the Quran? You ever read the Torah? You ever read the Old Testament, schmuck? What are you talking about? I mean, for God's sakes, in the Quran, Israel's mentioned several times. And yet, somehow, they only came to prominence in the 50s. The schmucks today, they can't get enough of all the lies. They can't get enough of all the lies. But anyways... Oh, look, there's a cop going by. Anyways, my friends, you know why I got to talk about this today? Because I think everybody is so triggered in today's day and age. Everywhere I turn, whether it's in real life, which I got a whole story about that. You know, I'll tell a story now. So I was, not this week, but the week before, two weeks ago, I was in Kansas, Missouri area, Kansas City, for a corporate retreat with my company that I'm working for. And me and my girlfriend, we work together. We go to this conference, right? And on one of the days that we get out a little early, she's like, hey, I want to go back to my hometown, Lawrence, Kansas. I said, okay, you know, let's go to Lawrence. Let's have a little bit of fun. Let's enjoy the day. We go to Lawrence, Kansas, which keep in mind, Lawrence, Kansas is where KU is, the Jayhawks. Oh, yeah. And so it's very liberal. You go downtown, it's like being in Dublin, Ireland. You got the rainbow flag everywhere you turn. You got the hippie store on every street corner. You got the schmucks wearing they put on leather. They look all like a bunch of freaks. Anyways, I'm walking downtown. We go into this little store. We're having a good time. We go to this place. It's like a local joint, right? She's like, oh, you got to try this place. It's a local joint. I say, okay, I'll go. We go into this place, right? And I'm sitting at the bar. I wanted to try some of the local beer. And as I'm sitting there ordering my beer, I hear the schmuck next to me. He's like 65, 70, older guy, talking to the bartender who's like my age, 25, probably. And this dude will not shut up. He's talking about, oh, this Trump's evil. He's breaking the law. He's not good. This J.D. Vance looks like a creep. This guy is just shooting his mouth off about Musk, Vance, and Trump for like 15 minutes straight. And I'm sitting here trying to drink my beer, and this schmuck is just sitting next to me talking to like everybody in the pub agrees with him. Everybody agrees with this schmuck, he thinks in his head. He's talking to him, and the bartender, the poor woman, she's standing there working. She can't tell him to stop talking. She's doing the thing where she's like, uh-huh, yeah, yeah, uh-huh, wow, that's really interesting. Like, the whole thing of, like, can you stop talking? You know, you've been in those conversations, right, where one person just was, like, basically talking to themselves, while the other person's standing there, and the other person is just like feeling like they've been taken hostage, and they won't stop talking. This poor woman's listening to this old guy talk about how he doesn't like Trump, he doesn't like Vance, he doesn't like Elon Musk. They're all criminals, they should be in jail. And I'm sitting next to this schmuck, my girlfriend's sitting next to me. I gotta listen to this moron talk about how, oh, Trump is no good, and this Vance, and this Musk, and Tesla, and the Nazis, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting, I'm seething. I'm ready to tell the nice woman to pack up my food and get me the hell out of there. But the schmuck won't stop talking. And this is the kind of thing that I can't get enough of it. Everywhere I turn, it's like I gotta listen to this moron. And what is it with the liberals? What is it with the liberals who want to sit around as if everybody agrees with them? I have never been in a pub, in a bar, in a club, or a cigar lounge, or anything like that, and ever had a conservative talk about, oh, you know what, those damn liberals, I can't stand them. Never. Never. I have never heard that. You know, when Biden was president, I never once had some schmuck conservative talk about how, oh, these Democrats are no good. The economy's no good. Nothing. If anything, they might talk about it in a circle, you know, maybe in the back corner of the room. But they're not talking about it at the main bar, loud as a motherfucker, talking like everybody around them agrees with them. What? That's a purely liberal thing. And it dawned on me. I thought to myself, you know what? I never want to sound like this because that's why I have a podcast. I talk to you, my friends, about the problems of the world, how I see it, and the problems how you see it. And I think a lot of you really identify with it. Because I say things in a way that you think to yourself, wow, you know, I thought that, but I would never say that because I don't want to come across as mean or inconsiderate or anything like that. So you don't say what I say. Even though you see what I see, you don't say what I'm thinking about. And, you know, I don't want to embarrass my girlfriend. I don't want to embarrass myself. So I keep my mouth shut. But I'm giving this guy like the sideways glances like, can you stop talking, you moron, this whole time? And keep in mind, this is what I hear a lot in the media from these morons who are probably getting paid to subvert the truth. I don't know when it happened. Maybe it happened before my time when journalists went from being, you know, journalists to basically doing what I'm doing under the guise of being a journalist. They want to give their opinions as if their opinions are in the news or their opinions are valid when in fact they're supposed to be reporting the news when all they're doing is reporting how they feel about what they see. As if that is news, which it is not. And that's why I had to ask the question, what person or group in the media do you despise the most and why? I think it's a very pregnant question because so many people are filled with such rage. I don't buy it that a bunch of people are all out, oh, it's all about love and about acceptance. And I don't believe that rubbish for 2 seconds. No, I don't believe it. I think a lot of people are filled with a lot of animosity and hatred. And I don't inherently think that's bad, by the way. I think it's part of the human condition. I think it's part of the human condition to be mad, especially righteously mad when somebody beside you is lying to you or lying about what's going on in the world. You want to say, hey, schmuck, you're wrong. Hey, you're lying, or hey, you're wrong about that. But you don't because maybe you're a decent person and you don't want to cause a scene. You don't want to cause a fight. You don't want people to get, you know, violent towards you. Because do not deceive yourself. Do not think that because a lot of your professors or teachers of your kids or whatever, that they're liberals, that the liberals, the progressive scumbags are actually peaceful. They are not. All you gotta do is go on the internet and look at how these people respond to people who disagree with them. I might say, hey, I don't like what you're thinking, but I'm not gonna punch you in the face. I'm not gonna slash your tires. I'm not going to go out of my way to make your day worse. I mean, who does a thing like that? I got more important things to do than be violent towards you. I don't see it how it benefits me in any regard. I'll criticize you, but that's not violence. Me saying, hey, you're wrong. Hey, moron. That's not violent. Meanwhile, you have people on the internet. As soon as you disagree with them, take Elon Musk. For all his mistakes and all his flaws, which he has many, as every other man does, why is it that these progressives, why do they think it's okay to go firebomb with a Molotov cocktail, go destroy a Tesla dealership? What makes them think that that's okay? That's not free speech. That's not freedom of expression. That's violence. But you see, the same morons who talk about how they have the right to Molotov cocktail Elon Musk's business also think that me talking and calling him a moron is violent speech. It's not violent speech. Violent speech for me means threatening them, which I am not. I'm threatening their ideas because their ideas are dumb, but I'm not threatening them. See, that to me is the difference maker, and that is the line of free speech versus not free speech. This is, you don't have the right to say fire in a crowded theater. You don't have the right to threaten people on the internet. You don't have the right to make people fear for their life and stuff like that. That's not free speech. That's why this moron, what's his name? Oh my gosh. I love Arabic people. Don't get me wrong. I don't always know how to pronounce their last names or their first names for that matter. But the guy who got arrested at Columbia University for being a Hamas supporter, terrorist sympathizer, they're trying to say, oh, it's free speech. No, it's not free speech. First of all, he's not a citizen. He's a green card holder, which you can still be deported legally if you are a legal resident. That's like me saying, well, I didn't break into your house. I'm a guest, so you can't kick me out of your house. Your name's not on the lease. Your name's not on the mortgage payment. You don't own this house. You're a guest in our house. And yet the people have, these morons, these First Amendment lawyers, have the nerve to get out here and talk about how, oh, it's free speech. He's just exercising his right of free speech. First of all, in my opinion, if you're an illegal alien, or even if you're a legal resident, you are not inherently entitled to the Constitution applying to you, in my opinion. That is reserved for citizens of this country. Not residents, not illegal aliens, but citizens of this country. We're the ones that pay the taxes. We're the ones that are actually contributing to society. We're the ones that are making sure that you can get your government welfare check and your $400 a night hotel room. And yet here we are having to deal with you saying, oh, it's right, the free speech. You didn't have free speech. You don't get to threaten people. You don't get to shut down a section of campus. That's not free speech. These Palestine morons. I was on Twitter earlier today. And this group of free Palestine. You know the people on Twitter, right? You know the ones with the Palestine flag or the Ukrainian flag. They want to pretend like they're freedom fighters. Even though all they have is a keyboard on their iPhone. They want to pretend like they're freedom fighters fighting the Gestapo. When in fact, all they're doing is sounding like morons on the internet. Anyways, these people are in Canada. They're disrupting a hospital road. Doing their Allahu Akbar praying in the middle of a street. When was the last time, hold on a second. Pause for a second, Austin. When was the last time you saw Christians or Jews or Buddhists or Hindus blocking a road to pray? Last time I checked, they go to temple, they go to synagogue, they go to church, or they go to their house. And they pray in private. They don't pray in public to intimidate you while protecting it under the guise of free speech or under the guise of religion. That's not religion. That's intimidation. That's not religion. So I can pray in the middle of the street now, and if someone hits me, oh, you can't make me move, I'm praying to my God. No, you don't have the right to do that. They only do that to intimidate you, you moron. Why else do you think that in the Islamic tradition, they have no Reformation? They had no Martin Luther. They didn't have a Reformation. They're still believing the throwback garbage. You can read the Old Testament. If you're a Jew or a Christian and say, hey, you know what? That was then and this is now. And some Muslims choose to believe that, but it's not inherent in the religion. Whether it's Sunni, Shiite, doesn't matter. It's not inherent in the religion. All you gotta do is look at the Middle East, North Africa. The same feminists who are out here talking about how they care about women's rights have nothing to say about North Africa and the Middle East, about how women are treated worse than cattle and dogs. But they want to talk about how we're evil white men in America, in Canada, in Europe. I don't buy it for 2 seconds. And so when we talk about who we don't like in the media, I think a lot of it has little to do with people on MSNBC, CNN, ABC, and Fox News, and more to do with people on the internet, whether it be their podcast, whether it be their news show, whether it be, it could be any number of things. But I think a lot of us are more offended by these sub-morons who pretend like they're intellects, when in fact all they're doing is trying to intimidate you and distort the truth, in my estimation. And so let me rephrase my question of the day again. Let me ask you, the audience of the Sheep Get Sheared podcast, who do you despise the most in the media and why? Who do you not like on social media? It could be me. It could be, I don't know, Gavin Newsom with his new podcast. It could be anybody. I don't know who you don't like, but let's talk about it. Who do you not like in the media and why? It could be on mainstream media. It could be on alternative media, print media, televised media, social media. I don't care. It's becoming all more and more part and parcel of the same general machine anyway, so there's really not that much of a difference anymore anyway. But my friends, who do you not like in the media and why? I think it's incredibly important we discuss this. You could be an independent, you could be a conservative, you could be a Republican, you could be a Democrat, a progressive, a communist. I don't know what you are. If you're a communist, you probably don't listen to the show unless you want to giggle and laugh and say, oh, look at that dumb right winger. I don't know what you do, but I think it's important for us to discuss why we don't like certain people in the media, and whether it's their message, whether it's how they say their message, or who they are as a person outside their show. Why do you not like this entity or person, and why? I think it's important because maybe we're missing out. Maybe we didn't hear something. I think it's important for us to discuss this. My friends, in the meantime, I gotta sign off here in a second. I gotta get to the gym before I really kick off my workday. But I really wanted to bring this up because I think it's incredibly important for us to discuss this as free-minded and as free-minded individuals. I think it's important for us to discuss this in detail because too many people are afraid to use the word hate. They want to disguise everything under they don't hate others. They just love themselves, when I don't think that that's the case at all. I think too many people, they don't understand that love and hate, the line is thin, very thin between the two to start with. And I don't think hate is such a dirty thing. I think it's part of the human condition. It's what you do with that hatred that I think a lot of people are scared of. They're scared that they can't utilize their hatred of something into a positive outlet and instead will lash out like an animal. My friends, let me know, who do you hate the most in the media and why? I'm curious to hear about it. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.